Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. We're doing our TOTM, our Tune of the Month, and this time our Tune of the Month is more of a progression. It's the blues. And what I wanted to show you today is I wanted to pick apart ahead, and we could study a little bit and to see, A, how to play it, A, how to study it, how to play it as a sort of etude, just all kinds of ways to learn the head and get something out of it. So the head is straight note chaser. So let me play it for you. Okay, now that's the tune. What's interesting to me about this tune, very, very interesting, is I can hear the changes. And I think I can hear the changes, not because I know the tune, but I think lots of people, if you played it, I think the blues are such a prevalent cultural part of our society that head, I think people just gravitate towards the progression. So I think. But why I think that is if you listen to the first part of the head, and you should know the head, so if you don't know the head, you should stop and learn the head and just to have it memorized and be able to play it and then come back and check out this lesson because then that's when you're going to really understand what's happening. But what's interesting is, you know, the progression is, so it's F, the B flat, F, B flat, to C. Now that's the basic changes. There's a couple other things we can add in there, but that's basically what's happening. And the head goes, so right there, it's got an A flat and an A, so that kind of implies the blues. That gets us out of, if I just did this, doesn't sound, but if I go, we start to hear the blues. So it goes, and then it goes, hits the B flat. And to me, that's really interesting because that implies the B flat 7, right? So listen. Does that imply this? So. Okay, so the head kind of takes care of the harmony for me in a way. Which means, in a sense, I could walk out on a stage and just go. And people know what's happening. I think they hear the harmony. So first thing that means is I don't have to add a lot to it. But for practice purposes, if you need to, just stick some of the bass notes in. So if I do this, you can slip the B flat in there if you need it, right? Just to hear your way through the tune. Now what should happen is, you should play that and you should hear the changes. And by doing that, you're reinforcing it in your head. And after you play the head a couple times, you should be able to mess around with the head a little bit even and make up a solo, right? Can I go? So a very basic solo, but just playing around the head. And then you know the chords on top of it. You know it's the F, you know it's B flat, it's F. We went over that already. So you should be able to pick through the chords. So you have a few assignments here. One is to play the head and learn it and make sure you can play it, make sure you can swing it, you can tap your foot on 2 and 4 and try to play it. If you can do that, then it usually means that you've got, rhythmically, you've got it all happening, and you're probably swinging if you can tap on 2 and 4 and play the head. And then after that, you would take a couple choruses through the tune. Very, very simple, and I always think of it, sometimes I just mark the tune. I've been working on a tune, Charlie Parker tune, Quasimodo, and it's based on Embraceable You. Embraceable You? Yeah. And so I just kind of just mark the tune with like a single line solo. So if I get to the end of this tune, here. So now I'll just kind of mark the tune. Just by marking the tune means you're playing a very simple line through it and you're catching all the stuff that's important to catch. And what's important? Well, the A for the first chord, and then the A flat, and then back to the A. I like to catch the E flat at the end before it goes to B flat 7. That's kind of the F7 chord. And there's the A flat and the D, and then back to the A. And then I gotta get to a G7 chord. And you can hear the changes. And I think that's very, very important to go through and mark the tune simply, and then to build around that. And another way to mark the tune, if you're a beginner, another way to mark the tune is do a chord tone solo. If I do a chord tone solo, let me see. Chord tone solo. Okay, and just playing through like that. So your assignment is to just absorb this tune. Play the head, play it through other keys. It shouldn't be too hard once you get it because there's kind of a pattern to it, right? I mean, if I play it in the key of C, so you should be able to, especially if you consider yourself an intermediate player, more advanced, you should be able to move this tune around. It's a great tune for phrasing. It's a great tune for studying the melody, and it gets called a lot. You know, a lot of times it's called in the key of B flat, which I think on the Monk CDs, he plays it in B flat, right? And what a great exercise just to study the relationship between the D and the D flat. So this tune is an etude as well. So your assignments are to play the head. If you want to kind of comp along with it, you know, you can go, you can hit the tritones. Okay, so just hitting the tritones can teach you something about the harmony and what's happening. And then when you get all that, play the head in some fashion, whether it's 4 mallets, 2 mallets, it doesn't matter. In fact, I think 2 mallets is great just to play the head, make sure you got it. And then to take a couple choruses, and whether you mark the tune or take a solo, that's fine. And when you get done, play it back and snap your fingers. And if you could snap your fingers all the way through and you heard the changes, then you've really learned something about the blues, especially if you couldn't do that before. And once you've done that, do it in some different keys and try the same thing. But this is a great tune. It's got some interesting things to study, and it's I think it'll really help your blues playing. So hope that's helpful. If you have any questions, post them below.